Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I'm Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to a segment of the Erie Canal between Buffalo and Rochester.
Shane Mahar, I am the Public Information Officer for the New York State Canal Corporation, and the New York State Canal Corporation manages and owns the New York State Canal System, which encompasses four canals, 524 miles of waterway, the historic and original Erie Canal, the Champlain Canal, the Oswego Canal, and the Cayuga-Seneca Canal.
Wow. We know that the famous waterway, the Erie Canal, connecting regions of New York State, has a long history. Please tell us some of the details.
Sure. So the original Erie Canal opened in 1825 and connected the Hudson River to the Great Lakes and opened up not only New York State for a western expansion, but the entire country. Cargo and goods and people could easily move along the canal once it was constructed between 1817 and 1825.
Shane, what sort of impact did the Erie Canal have on the Empire State's economy?
So it made New York the Empire State. It opened up New York for commercial traffic, for commercial cargo, allowing folks and companies to move goods between point A and point B, and really opened up the interior of New York and really the country for that western expansion of not only people and products, but businesses, et cetera. And New York City is the financial capital it is today of the world because of the Erie Canal and its connection to the waterways.
Shane, what was the first segment of the Erie Canal to be completed?
Ground was broken on July 4th, 1817 in Rome, New York. So the first shovel was put into the ground in Rome. The canal was dug in sections across the state and was officially completed and opened on October 26, 1825, when then-Governor DeWitt Clinton boarded the packet boat, the Seneca Chief, in Buffalo, carrying a cask of Lake Erie water. The governor and his entourage boarded the boat, and they traveled east on the Erie Canal to Albany and then down the Hudson River to New York City to the harbor, where the wetting of the waters occurred in early November, where the governor poured the cask of Lake Erie water into the Hudson River and the Atlantic Ocean there.
Wow, can you imagine being there on that day?
I know, very cool.
The Erie Canal system now spans over 500 miles, but today you and I are focusing on the segment from Buffalo to Rochester. What highlights can visitors expect along the trail or the waterway?
So the current canal system that encompasses all four canals is 524 miles of waterway, the Erie Canal being the longest of the four canals that we currently operate, connecting Waterford to Lockport and Buffalo. And really, the stretch between Rochester and Buffalo is really the sweet spot along the canal system. Beautiful bucolic landscapes, great small towns, where the canal really follows the original hand-dug land-cut path. That part of the canal is all man-made. Much of it is an elevated embankment where the canal is actually raised up from the landscape. So in some spots, someone could be looking out their second-story window out their backyard, and a tugboat or a boat could be going by on the canal at that same level. But the Rochester, Buffalo, Brockport, Spencerport, Middleport, great small towns in upstate New York, lots of economic activity there, lots of opportunity for boating, for fishing, for kayaking, small towns where each of those communities have adopted the canal and really rolled out the welcome mat for visitors and tourists to come see their individual towns in the greater canal region. There's great mom-and-pop stores and shops, ice cream places, bike shops, kayak rental places, etc., where folks could really come and explore the great upstate New York outdoors without traveling too far from home.
Wow. And is there anything that stands out specifically, like, say, if we go to Rochester?
Yeah. So this summer, the New York Canal Corporation is sponsoring a New York Canal Staycations program and campaign. So specifically in the Rochester region, the Canal Corporation is working in partnership with the Genesee Waterway Center, which is at the confluence of where the Erie Canal and the Genesee River cross in the city of Rochester. And we are sponsoring a program to offer folks free access to kayaks and bicycles. So folks can sign up through the Genesee Waterway Center to kayak along the Erie Canal, and they would go through Lock 32 to experience how a lock operates and the elevation change between the canal right there. And they could also pick up a bike for free and go cycling on the Empire State Trail. So that program is running currently through Labor Day, and folks can either go to our website to find the link at canals.ny.gov or go directly to the Genesee Waterway Center and sign up for that availability.
Sounds like some fun adventures. You're getting that homey feel and you get to do some activities, biking or kayaking. Did you mention that there was a spot or something special going on in Buffalo as well this summer?
So also the Staycations campaign in the Buffalo area, working with local vendors who already rent kayaks and bicycles for the Empire State Trail. That's mostly in the Tonawanda area, where the Erie Canal joins the Niagara River. And all of that information is also available on our website, canals.ny.gov.
Wow, thank you. That's so cool. And is there anything else that you would like guests to know along the Erie Canal?
The entire canal corridor, and the Erie Canal specifically in Western New York, it's such a treasure. It's beautiful landscapes. It's bucolic neighborhoods. It's great little downtowns. There is so much to do and explore. A colleague of mine often says that 80% of upstate New York's population lives within 20 miles of the Erie Canal. So there's great opportunities for people to enjoy this beautiful amenity in their backyard. Come cycle on the Empire State Trail, come kayak, come rent a boat, come experience a lock or a lift bridge, and really come visit the local downtowns. Obviously, this year, we encourage everyone to practice safe social distancing and wear a mask when that's not possible, just out of the abundance of caution and to ensure that everyone, if traveling local or maybe a little bit of a distance, remain safe this year.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in Pennsylvania.